This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The 113th Congress is now in session in Washington, D.C. That means new faces around the Capitol. Among them are two from New York City who won election last November and were sworn in today. Congresswoman Grace Meng of Queens and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of Brooklyn had their first official day as members of the House of Representatives. And WNYC's Colby Hamilton has spent the day with them. He joins us now. Hi, Colby.
Hi, Amy.
A dozen freshmen joined the Senate today. 82 freshmen joined the House. It's been a tense few days on the Hill in the aftermath of the looming fiscal cliff crisis and the delay on the Hurricane Sandy aid package. But what's the scene like there today as this new Congress and these fresh faces are sworn in?
Well, a lot of people probably would have recognized it as their first day of undergrad. It looked more like a college campus. You had, you know, people moving into new offices, families running around on the halls, and people asking for directions all over the Capitol building. And it was really a celebratory mood. Everyone was in high spirits, regardless of whether the party was in the majority or the minority. And a lot of members were having open houses. You saw lobbyists and advocate organizations, as well as constituents, going into offices, hoping to meet with the new Congress members that were coming in today.
Let's talk about Congresswoman Meng. She's the first Asian-American member of Congress from New York. How is she handling her first day on the job?
Well, I spent the morning with Congresswoman Meng inside of her office, and she had a spread of Krispy Kreme donuts, and had brought down here some New York bagels for the guests to stop by. She was joined by her husband and other members of her family, but her husband, Wayne, as well as her two young boys. And she told me that she's already hearing from other freshmen from both parties, actually, about the need to change how Congress works, and here's what she said.
The American people all across the country really want Congress to work together, to compromise, and to reach across the aisle. They're sick and tired of the nature and the culture of how Congress is right now.
Ah, she's just a freshman, though, Colby. What about Congressman Hakeem Jeffries? How did he appear today?
Well, I caught up with him fresh off of the swearing-in. He had just come off the floor of the House, and he sort of looked like he'd just run a marathon, actually, and he probably felt like he had, too. But he and Meng both were beaming with excitement, and both were saying that they're ready to get to work right away.
So what do members do on their first day?
Well, besides the meets and greets and sort of the offices, a lot of it is logistical. You have people moving into these offices, so everyone has their sort of boxes still out and files out, still trying to organize all the parts of just becoming members of Congress who are going to have to be down there on a regular basis. Then there's the roll call vote for Speaker. Both Meng and Jeffries voted for Nancy Pelosi, who has returned as the minority leader. And really, more than anything, though, it's a matter of getting acclimated. You saw a few of Meng's staffers, actually, were still out of the office trying to get their official ID so that they could move around freely. Most of the work is actually going to begin tomorrow. Today is primarily, for most folks, a day of celebration, though.
Colby, I have to ask, you had mentioned that you're watching as people stream in and out of these offices, welcoming them, including lobbyists. Did you get any hint that anybody was trying to lobby just a little bit, Meng and Jeffries, today?
Well, there were definitely some advocacy organizations. The League of Conservation Voters was in saying hello to Assemblywoman Meng. Congresswoman Meng. She'd come from the Assembly where they had worked with her on some fracking issues. They mentioned that. So there were absolutely advocacy organizations coming in and out of the office. I didn't see any sort of heavy hitters coming in, per se, but there were absolutely folks who were, you know, coming in, giving cards, saying they'd like to sit down and meet with the members when they get a chance. And apparently that was going on all over the Capitol with the freshmen.
Wow. So were the freshman lawmakers able to find their way around the Capitol? Did you notice anybody getting lost?
For Congresswoman Meng, who I was with, her trip to the floor of the House to get sworn in was the first without a member of her staff, and she's retained some of Congressman Gary Ackerman's staff. So she has some people around there that actually know their way around the Capitol. She did manage to make it, but not without asking for a few directions a couple of times. But in her defense, it's a pretty labyrinthine area underneath the Capitol. We had to go through a parking garage and up through different escalators and elevators. And when I asked Congressman Jeffries if he got lost, he sort of broke into a big grin and remarked on the grandiose nature of the Capitol building. But both seemed to be getting the hang of things pretty quickly.
What were some of the priorities that the new members of Congress discussed with you? Did they talk about any tactics they planned on using to push those priorities through?
Well, not surprisingly, both Jeffries and Mangs mentioned the Sandy relief aid bill that got pushed off for a vote until the first part of it, at least, the end of this week. And Jeffries in particular said, for him, it's a top priority, since many of the hardest hit communities are in his congressional district, and he had this to say.
These are Americans who are suffering, and we need to exercise the decency and compassion that we've done in the past to provide the relief necessary for people to be able to rebuild.
Were any of his constituents there today? I'm sure family members were there for that swearing in and an important moment. You mentioned that Meng's family was with her. But did any constituents come down to watch this moment?
Yeah, both Jeffries and Meng had buses that actually brought folks from their respective districts down. So during the swearing-in ceremony, there was actually a reception that had dozens of folks from the districts. Many of them were his family and friends, but there were also members who folks who supported him in his run for Congress. He in particular, Grace Meng, had a similar event. So there were people actually from New York City down here watching him get sworn in, watching the Congress sort of take its first step. And there was a massive round of applause when he came into the room because a lot of those folks had been with him this entire journey. So it was sort of a great day for everyone, folks from back in the district who had supported him, as well as the members themselves.
Colby, have you ever witnessed the U.S. Congress being sworn in before and starting its the first day of its next legislative session?
Well, I certainly haven't watched as much as I did today, since we were sort of paying attention to see when folks would get on TV. I think this is the first time I had witnessed so much of it, and it's sort of a long ordeal. There's a roll call vote to select the speaker, and every single member has to actually be on the floor to give their vote. So there are no abstentions that can really happen. It's a very long process. But for Meng and Jeffries, when I talked to them, they were absolutely thrilled that they got to go and do this for the first time. So.
It just strikes me we're so familiar with a presidential swearing in and all the pageantry and ceremony around that. It must be a momentous occasion in that grand building with such history to be taking your place as part of the new Congress and for the chance to make history.
Yeah, and I think that's what both of these members of Congress were feeling when I talked to them both. I mean, I also remember each of them sort of has their own history, right? Grace Meng, first Asian American from New York State, first Asian American elected to Congress outside of the West Coast. And for Jeffries, he's only the second person that's represented his district since it was created in the late 1980s. So both of them have their own sort of sense of history that they're bringing to this situation, but it was hard to miss the glow that they sort of carried around with them while they were walking about, as well as being really nervous because it's, this is sort of a little bit different than being up in Albany.
Right.
It does carries a weight with it.
That's for sure. Colby Hamilton reporting from the nation's capital after the swearing in of the new 113th Congress. Thank you so much, Colby.
Thank you, Amy.